A 52-year-old Cape Breton man who's been blind since birth is celebrating 30 years of sobriety. John Yip tells Coast Radio he had his first drink when he was barely a teenager.
Well, I started drinking at the age of 13. I didn't drink until I left the Halifax School for the Blind in 1991. I drank at every opportunity I could, when I could. I did a lot of underage drinking, and I was a binge drinker.
John continued to drink in his teens while being warned that he could turn into an alcoholic, but he didn't listen. He says it didn't get any better reaching the legal age to buy and consume alcohol, and then, he says, incidentally, it was the alcohol that started to consume his wages.
When I turned 19 and was allowed to drink legally by the law, I drank more often, and I drank more frequently. And then what really hit it off was when I worked at that time, when it was the city of Sydney, for 5 summers, and every summer I drank my money.
Yip says the activity continued and spiraled out of control, regardless of the warnings coming from people who cared about him.
It wasn't nice because I was sleeping, and people were calling to check, and they asked me if I was drunk today, and I said, yeah, I'm pretty well. I'd be sleeping a lot, and I was lucky to know my way around my apartment that I lived in at the time.
Then he says 30 years ago, he hit rock bottom.
1995, I didn't realize I was drinking whenever I could, and as much as I could. The more I could get, the happier I was. So in August of 1995, I drank 3 40-ounces in 4 days, and on the second day I drank a 2-liter bottle of a cooler. So that's a drink with so much alcohol in it, but they're popular. They're a cooler. It came in a pop bottle, but it was alcohol based. And then I went to detox. I drank 3 40-ounces in 4 days. I went to detox on my last day of drinking. I called an AA member.
John says he went to a treatment facility, or what he calls detox. He says the booze was leaving his system, and he says another problem surfaced, but in the end, it became the catalyst to clarity and discipline.
I realized I had a drug addiction on top of that, so I was duly addicted. And then in August 27th of 1995, I took a severe overdose of prescription drugs, benzodiazepines, and then they put me in a hospital for a week, and then they told me, we don't have any beds for the weekend, but we recommend we'll get you into a 28-day addiction education program at Recovery House in Antigonish, which was held at the old nurse's residence at St. Mark's Hospital. So I took that. And when I took that, that's what gave me a real grounding for sobriety. And I took that, and I never looked back after taking that. I just kept getting 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years.
John says he tips his cap to a medical professional for the remedy that seemed like torture, but it was actually a blessing in disguise.
When I was as white as a ghost and near dead in a bed, and when somebody came in to see me, and I was unrecognizable. And when I took a drug overdose the night before that, and I was unrecognizable, and I called a taxi company and asked for somebody to come up and see me, and they did. They said, you look terrible. I was as white as a ghost, and I was coming down hired, and I felt I was really having withdrawals, and the doctor didn't do anything about it. He let me come down hired, and he made me suffer. He made me suffer for good reason, because today I can live to tell about it. He taught me a lesson. He said, I'm going to make him suffer, and he'll learn from it. I could have been dead 30 years ago.
Yip credits regular video meetings with some of his peers as a resource in staying sober, where they discuss their sobriety while encouraging others. On average, research shows that Nova Scotians start using alcohol at 13.4 years old, while 21.2% have reported episodes of heavy drinking, which was above the national average of 19.4. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.